כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Torway, North West London, Sunday, Kofchet Tishri, 23rd of October, Harav Dovitz Goldwasser Shlita, Halachic Perspectives for Alpines. This week's Torway has been sponsored the Chvoi Simcha Tova Mitzvah of Moshe Yedekin, which was on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, Shea Yitzko Horyov, Uzkenov, Rav Nachat Emenu, Koryosek Halutem. And this week's story has also been sponsored by family Maxi Brostas, Dan Nishma, Chai Reichel, Das Michol, Reichel, Lea Shulam, whose Yod Tzayim is today, Chol Chet Tishri. Hey, you're on. Ruchim Avoyim B'Shem Hashem, it's a great school to be together in order to learn Be'ez Hashem Yisparach. It's such a wonderful program, the Torah way. It's a Dovah Sha'omei B'Ruma Shalaylam. It found another way to be Machshav Torah, to bring Torah to the Rabbim in such a beautiful way with such a variety of Magidim and Darshanim. The program should go Mechayel Ochoy Mitoch HaChavosh B'Mamar De Geula Shalema B'Mheira. Back in the States, we have a very popular program in Hakel, and what they have asked me to do in the recent years is Shailos HaTshuvos L'Doireinu, things that are cutting edge, things that are on the parak, interesting Shailos that may not necessarily have a lot written on them. What I was asked to do, and I would like to help in the preparation today, is the Shaila of current day. Many people are interested in different inyanim, knowing the Asid, being able to know the future, having somebody be able to predict what's going to go on, Chochmas Sayyad, be able to read the poem, Chochmas Partsuf, to be able to read a face, all of the things that people get interested in. Now, I want you to know there was a Chosun Kala, about to be Chosun Kala, and they made an appointment to come in to see me. So I figured they probably wanted some premarital counseling, or they had a shaila about the date, or one thing or another, how to make the chasana. And the couple said that we would like you to tell us about our names. So I said, I'm sure you have very good names. What's your name? Sarah, another one. His name is Shloima. They're beautiful. No, we want to know our Pikabala if we go together, if we should get married. I said, you came to the wrong place. I can tell you look like a very fine couple. If it's Alpi Torah and Mitzvahs, I'd be happy to give you a bracha. If everything is worked out and you get along well together. No, Rebbe, we came to you specifically because we want to know, Alpiha Kabbalah, if we're going together. Can you take the names? Can you do the gematrias? I said, no, you need a different Rebbe for that. But the truth is, there are certain things that are not suggested, they're not permitted. So far as to transgress, to be over on the mitzvah, tomim tia im Hashem Elokecha. A person has to be tomim, perfectly faithful. Tomim tia im Hashem Elokecha, devarim perek yod ches, posuk yod gimel. And what that means is that a person should not rely on anything. A person should not start to look in the stars and not to look at what this is and what that date is and Simonim is the tshuva from the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai says in his day they had a practice that there were many people from the community and they used to go out and if they saw a certain kind of a behemoth, they wouldn't do business on that day. Or if they saw some kind of a bird. And the Ben Ish Chai writes about it. Nichosh and Isad Yeraisa. Also, other things that the Ben Ish Chai mentions that a person should be careful.
Black cats.
Black cats, yeah, black cats are head of the list. person has to be very careful on it. So the individual has to know that in any of the things that we are contemplating, even something like looking up, opening of the sefer, see where it falls, and to know in the pasuk that's on that page whether it has an import or not. So many people asked me about it. So many people came to me. Can you open the book? Can you open the sefer and look at it? So I had the chance. I spoke to the Sara Torah Moran, Hagoyin Reb Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Hatzal Livrach, and I asked him about it. He told me only a few words. Hayom in a noagim day. Today, we are not knowing to do this. It's mentioned in the Chidah. It's mentioned in other places. Some of the practice. But Reb Chaim said no. Reb Chaim says no. It's no. On the other hand, So we do see that it is brought, 100%. I tell you the truth, a number of years ago, I used it myself. There was an interesting conflict of schedule in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash, we had a Bocha Bar Mitzvah. Bocha Bar Mitzvah was scheduled. All of a sudden, there was a very choshva afruf that they want to use the same, of course, they want to be by us for the afruf. So I said, fine. So the afruf didn't want to be in the same place with the Bar Mitzvah. They said that Bar Mitzvah Bocha could have his Aliyah, but the rest of the Aliyahs go to the Afruf. They were very persuasive, very pressurizing. And I said, listen, Rabbi says, somebody has to give you, make a pshara, 3.5 and 3.5, 4 or 5, do whatever you want, but it can't be like it. No, this is the way it has to be. Believe it or not, the Bar Mitzvah, the people that were involved in the Bar Mitzvah, were such people that they were mavra midaisav. They said, okay, Bocha Bar Mitzvah, we'll take one Aliyah. Have the offering. We want to be by the Rav. They want to be there. Zelo Naim. It was not according to my taste. I didn't know what to do. The last minute, I called a Yid. I said, please make a tent outside, a huge tent. Made a tent look like a Beis Medrash outside. I was thinking during the davenin, we'll make two lanin, two Kriya Satara, one inside, one outside. Therefore, the Ofruf, the Baal Simcha could have everything, even the Bar Mitzvah Bocha Zaliyah, and outside could be the Bar Mitzvah Bocha, and everybody can have an Aliyah there. The truth is, it took a lot of guts, because to divide up the Beis Medrash and to take half of the people out and go to the tent was not a simple thing. It was a Shaila Chamura. But sometimes you need to have Shlomo HaMelech to ask a Shaila, and he's not here. So what did I do? I opened the Chumash. Bori Olam, tell me, where shall I go? I opened up to the Pasuk, Vehine Sara Be'oihel. We went outside. What should I say? Yesh, yesh, yesh. There are different dinyanim that a person could be a part of. Of course, that is something, if the time says not to look at it, then the Emunas Chachomim of just following that alone will be the biggest bracha that a person could have in the entire world. Also interesting, the Stipler Goin wrote, Stipler, the Inyan Alechas Lemekubalim. I'm not talking about the Emes and Mekubalim, but just to go. Hey, Mekaklim Yosem Emashimo Ilim. Says the Stipler, they destroy, they tear down more than they fix. Hayom Ein Bechlau Mekubalim. Stipler. And he says, Kabbalah Tzorich Lilmod Mipirav. You have to learn it Mipirav from someone who's a Barachi. The aim of me lilmod Kabbalah. There is nobody to learn it from. Haim lo yodim klum. They don't know anything. Words of the Stipler. Haim rak machrivim asol aleches lahem. They just destroy. Ay, shalapa amim. He says sometimes haim matzlichim. Sometimes they say something, oy, they knew this about my life. they knew this about my house. How did they know? It must be so. So he says that they say so many different things. So sometimes they hit. If you play a lot of numbers in the roulette, so you could hit one, you know, it's ganshaya. The Stipler was very, very upset about it, and therefore he wrote about it three times. I found the Stipler wrote on it. Also interesting, Filascha chashuva lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoyser mikol. A person, says the Stipler, that wants to go to somebody to consult in something al pi Kabbalah, he said, instead of that, spend the person's time in tefillah. The tefillah is a koyach that is greater than anything that we know. And with tefillah, a person can be poyel. With tefillah, a person can get wherever they want. The problem is that the yisur will lead a person away. Tumim tiyem Hashem Elokecha means that if I'm not tumim in this area, and I can think, I forget, ein eitzav, ein tvunav, ein chochma neger Hashem. I can't go with something that I can find out how to subvert, how to go around Hashem Yisbarach's gezera. Is a gezera? I got to find out. Tzadik, perhaps, a tzadik will be geyser, tzadik will be mevatel. If I do tefillah, if I change myself, if I do tshuva, then I have a chance to go around it. But in another way, local kafa shoot, it's not so simple. Very interesting concerning a kameya. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that if it's not written by someone who's an expert in the area, it is also darke amoiri. You cannot have anything, a kameya. Somebody writes up a note. It happened to be a man came in. He got from Eretz Yisrael, went to somebody, and they wrote him up a kameya. All the shamus of Hashem on that kameya, and they told him he should wear it around his neck. So he said, I want to show it to you. Took it off from his neck. So I said, can I ask you a question? Do you take this off before you go? No. I keep it on all the time, Rebbe. I said, did they not give you instructions to put it kis v'soch kis, to put it inside somewhere to a little... No, he said it should be open all the time. Awesome. I had Ramban also writes, a person should be very careful because he says, Ramban, the chokhmah, being able to know the parts of the chokhmah of the yad, is lost. Ramban writes it. If Ramban writes it, you can imagine in our generation, bismanenu. One time, a Talmud came to the Heiliger Rav Shach, Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Utor Livrocho, and he asked him about looking on the hand to be revealed the future. He said, I read a lot of Sparim on it. I know there is such a Sefer Al-Chokhma. So, yeah, don't get it, but there is a Sefer like that. So he says, now I came to the age of Shidduchim, and I would like it to help me. Rav Shach said, Osir, and began to explain to him, don't worry about what you saw in your palm, you see what you want to see. That was Rav Shach's idea. Also, they asked Gagoin Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igris Moshe, what happens if a person wants to marry a girl, so you can find certain things out, like maybe she should cook a meal for him first, so he can see that, you know, if he's a good cook, so you prepare a meal. Rav Moshe says, don't worry about it. It'll all turn out good. You'll get takeout or carry out, whatever you call it, and everything will be all right. I had Maisa Shahaya, a person, a man from the community in Brooklyn, brings his daughter, an adult daughter, and they went for a skula. Went for a skula to somebody who came into town, put out a sign. He's well-versed in all of Kabbalah, he can tell people all answers in Yeshuas and Rufus and everything. You just go there. Anyhow, they went there. So he said that the daughter shall eat dates. Daughter shall eat dates. The father was thrilled. Finally, he had an answer to everything that he always wondered about. He went to the store, immediately bought dates, sat her down, and told her to eat the dates. She had an allergic reaction, a bad allergic reaction. They went to the doctor. the doctor said she should not eat any more dates whatsoever. He came to me to paskin the shayla, shayla chamura. Who do you listen to? The one who told him they should eat the dates or the doctor? Rabbi Sayed, I have to tell you the answer. Chuvas and Adivrei Shmuel, a very interesting thing, site, Kufnun Hay in Yoredeya. He says you should know, you have to be very, very careful because a lot of people go to, believe it or not, other religions in order to get ideas of what they should do for Rafuas and Yeshuas in the area of Kabbalah. So I thought, who would ever go? Never had such a thing in my life. All of a sudden, happened to be right before Pesach, I get a call on the telephone. A doctor comes in together with his Eishes Chayil. There is a certain person that has Rafuas, and he believes in it. The doctor believes in it. However, the doctor says certain things from the Testament. However, they ask, if they go in, he won't say those things from the Testament, but he'll give the report, is it mutter to go? I say, hey, doctor, where'd you graduate? New York University Medical School. Your proper doctor. Why are you fooling around over here with this this business? He said, no, Rabbi, I tell you the truth, I'm desperate. I said, because you're desperate. Does not give you the heter to go and to do what you want. These things, a person has to be extremely careful. Anything, handwriting analysis, a person has to be careful in. A lot of these things will lead a person astray. What's the reason? Because once I know something that is outside of the regular, I can believe in that even stronger than I can believe in the Torah Kedosh, Chas V'Shalom. Because I just found an Eitzah. I found somebody that can do a cure. I found somebody that can bring Yeshua. So that person already is bigger than Emunas Chachomim. The person begins to believe so much in that, that it takes away from what they should have just in their Emunah Bitachon in Hashem. I have seen it very oftentimes a person will come in. A lot of people come to me. A person will come in and they will say that they learned somehow that there is something that they should be careful about, and they had a dream, and somebody interpreted their dream and gave over the halachos, and it taught them all, different things to come in with. Should an individual pay attention to it or not? Now, the truth is, dreams could mean something. A person has to be a big Talmud Chacham to interpret it. Dreams could also mean what a person had in their mind, Perek Shishi in Brachos. It doesn't dafka mean that because a person had a dream that they follow it. If it bothers the individual, some dreams a person does have to pay close attention to. There was a mother and a daughter that were supposed to travel for the daughter's birth. The father was already in that city. Both had a dream the night before that something was going to happen on the flight, on the trip. They came, they said, what should they do? Should they cancel the flight? Should they cancel the vort? Not a good thing to cancel the vort. Should they cancel the vort? I said, in such a case, maybe. However, I want to ask you a question. How are you flying? Are you good in flying? Oh, the mother says, I'm horrible. I didn't go to Simchas because of flying. So I said then to the daughter, to the Kala Mulula, I said, Kala, how are you doing flying? I'm deathly afraid. I went to Cessna. They have a thing where they simulate a flight. You go on a plane. And when I went on the simulation plane that doesn't leave the ground, I threw up already. So I'm afraid. So I said, it seems to me it'll be all right. We'll make you a shliach mitzvah before you go. You'll say tilim on the trip. You'll be careful. I'll give you a shlichus to do in that city. And Beis Hashem Yisparach, everything should be okay. They went, they came back, everything was all right. But a person should know that in all of these inyanim, we have to be very, very careful because there are things that come to town every once in a while. A person should be careful. I tell you one more. I want to do a different topic, but in Kiru, but if you would like to hear, I'll tell you one more. People analyze the writing. A lot of times they analyze the writing. The writing is a problem. It's a problem. If a person analyzes a writing just to know, has certain simonim of how a person makes their oisios, how they form their letters, so then it is possible. It's okay. But if a person is looking for more than that, it's not all right. There was an older young man that didn't get married, couldn't find anyone to get married to. Wonderful person, very popular guy. All of a sudden, he finds someone, finds a kala. And he was very excited. He went to school in California on the West Coast. We're on the East Coast. So he went to school in California, and the kala wrote to him a letter. He was leaving for school. He would be away for a couple of months. She wrote to him a letter to take. So he took it. When he goes in California, all of a sudden they tell him there's a mukubo that came to town. The mekubal will be able to give everybody the brachos, whatever they need, they'll get it. So the chassan went to mekubal, but the mekubal analyzes the handwriting. You need the ksav yad. So he came in and he said, I'd like a bracha. I'm a chassan. Oh, very nice. Where's the kala? The kala's in New York. Do you have any writing from her? He says, yes, I have a letter that she gave me. Bring it to me. He took a look at the letter. Zelotov. It's not good. She's not a good person. It's not your civic. He goes to the telephone, picks it up. Hello, Shaina. I'm sorry to tell you this. You're not a good person. The shit is off. That's a shame. He came back. His parents were devastated. His father, very hush of a person. They called me up. Would you see this young man? I said, sure. Send him. They said, this girl was the only one in all the years that ever he considered. And now it's ruined. He came in. He sat down. I made some small talk with him. And I said, unless a person is on the level of a gadol, who are you listening to? And we started, we have a connection to each other. He got very upset. He said, I got it from the top. I got it from the top. What am I going to do? He left. He didn't say goodbye. It's okay. Okay. The only thing is he closed the door a little bit stronger than he needed to. When he walked out, he wasn't happy. You can't please everybody. Only a clown pleases everybody. So, okay, good. He left. I came back later. A couple of months later, made a big mistake. Made a big mistake. This time, he came in, Bachda. This time, he didn't close the door top. Gentle. I said, what shall I do? He said, well, you have to help fix it up. I said, I wasn't the one that messed it up. Tell the top, you should fix the whole thing. Have her write a new letter. Maybe this time it'll be Noisechein by the Chukum's eyes. Okay. He said, Rebbe, you got to help me. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll make you shtadlus. I feel like I have chad amunachasal. I'm not, so don't get nervous. Don't give up. I call up the father. I gave him a good story. I said to the father of the kala, he really didn't want to hear from this person. I said to him, how is the young lady? I don't know how she's doing. Oh, Rebbe, thank you so much for calling. It's interesting. I was even going to call you. She's a caller. She's a doctor from Chicago. She just got engaged. I said, Mazel Tov, Mesiras Tovos. Go back the guy. Avil, B'chofei Rosh. How he felt bad. A Yetzer Hara can take a person and fool them, and just when the damage is done, he lets them go. Now you're free. You can do whatever you'd like. So he started crying to me. What should he do? What should he do? Shaila, which Shaila did he ask? Anybody? Which Shaila? Is he allowed to be mispadel that the shidduch doesn't go through? Good to Shaila, right? Shemi Kadmano, Acher. What happens? Through tefillah, someone will be mispadel. I said, you don't want to do that. There is such a thing. I'm not saying that it's not operative. However, you do it, it will not turn out well. Whatever happened, happened. The only thing you can do is you can say Tehillim. Dovra melech silim. No skula, no magic chants, no kind of thing. You say Tehillim, chiyas noirois, you cry when you say Tehillim, and ask Hashem Yisroel from the schus, Dovra melech, noims miris Yisroel, maybe you'll be answered. To have the right one. You can't be mispalo for her, but whoever is the right one for you, that you should be mispalo. And that's the way, Agoin Reb Chaim, by the way, said that a person should daven. So I told it to him. He wasn't the one that came the first in Beis Medrash usually. He would show up about midway through, halftime as we call it. He would come. Anybody that comes in Beis Medrash anytime, it's unbelievable for me. I love it. Anyhow, the next morning, he was there before me. First minion. 6 o'clock is the shir. He was already crying with the tehillim in the front row. He davened. And as it would be, very interesting, the father of the caller called me up. It didn't work out with the doctor in Chicago. The shidduch broke, whatever happened. And I told him, listen, I want to talk with you. Not today, but I want to have a few words with you. Yeah, you want me to come to the study? I said, no, I'll come to you. I was afraid he hears what I'm going to say. Better to be on his territory and his turf. So came a couple of days later. I called him up. I'd like to come, a very important Indian. He said, sure. So he thought I came. I'm not a collector, but he thought I came for money. He had the check on the table already. I said, no money. He said, what is it? I said, you know, there was something that happened. And, you know, I'm trying to find it in my heart to forgive the person, to be able to be moichel him. He says, Rav, you have a big heart, Leonor. You'll be moichel right away. I said, no, this is a big thing. And I don't know. It's hard because of what happened and somebody was hurt from it. No, him, Kol Zeh, of course, Rav, you'll be moichel. Even the person, they'll have a schus, they'll be moichel, he'll be moichel, everyone, be moichel. I said, you're sure? But it's a very, and he has a very good reason why he did it. Someone thought fair to him, someone that he thought was the Torah said it. Rav, I'm telling you, I never led you in the wrong way. I always gave you whatever you asked for. I said, yes, you did. I should be Michael? 1,000%. Can I ask you? You're also Michael? And 100%. Okay. I got to tell you who I can't be moichel. There's a person, I think you know his name. He was engaged to your daughter, right? So I'm trying to be moichel him. Oh, him! I said, you told me I should be moichel. Yes, you told me you hurt somebody. Yes, but not my daughter. I said, no, you told me I have to be moichel. You have to follow. You want I should be mindful? Yes. You also have to be mindful. You cannot judge a person. Right? Ein. Don yechidi ela echad. Only the Borei Olam alone. Nobody else can be a don yechidi. He's crying to me every morning. He's crying, saying to Tehillim. He's asking Hashem mechila for one of the worst averus he told me he ever did in his life. Can we be mindful of him? Yes. Yes. The second part was more difficult. Would he allow his daughter to go out with that scoundrel? So that was not such an easy sale. I said, I tell you the truth. They had a very good connection. He told me about it. She also, from her side, felt it. Yeah, but Rebbe, even if I would be machnia to you, to your das Torah, even I'd be machnia, is it true? I mean, how do I know that it wouldn't happen somewhere down the line that one day he's going to come home and find somebody else that will read her handwriting? I said, I can't tell you. We have to believe the person does tshuva. The person will listen to Das Torah. I will get his promise. Seems to me that he's not married. She's not married. He's older. She's older. Could try it. We can try to govern it. We can try to watch over it. He said, if you come into your house, if they'll go out from your house for some reason, I'll let it go. I'll let them meet. I said, the chavot. They came out of the house. They sat in the house. A few weeks later, they continued. The father finally accepted it. They got married 3 months later. The tomim tiyem Hashem elokecha, how it almost ruined something, the words of the stifler come to light, that a person has to be very, very careful. No matter what is the situation, no matter how desperate a person is, we rely only on Hashem Yisparach, what is ever written in the Torah. The biggest skula of all skulas, if an individual wants to know, is to say Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Kol Kofa. Afilu, a gezera of Avodah Zarah, it's Bapu. Yeshmei Rabba. Person wants something good to happen, come and say Yeshmei Rabba in Beis Medrash. Want a different skula? Answer Amen. Have somebody answer Amen to your brachas, then you answer Amen to that person's brachas. The skulas is at Aim the Shire. People run all the time. Heilige Chofetz Chaim once spoke about Achzokas HaTorah, to give for Torah. He says that people are desperate today. Chofetz Chaim writes, we're done. Okay. We'll finish maybe the next year. Okay. Everybody, Batzlocha Rabba Ad Me'od, and should continue to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim through the program, through the Torah way. Everybody, Besuras Tavos, Yeshuas, and Achamos, Amen.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111